From Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayetze, Two Views of Marriage. A look in the thoughts of Rabbi Yitzchak Noble, the Rosh Yeshiva of South Shore Yeshiva on Long Island, says if you look at two episodes, we see two different views of marriage. Scene one, Yaakov and Rachel are having a dispute. Rachel says, "Havali banim v'imayim meitanochi, give me children, otherwise I'm dead, I can't live anymore." Yaakov says, "What? He says, "What am I instead of God? Am I preventing you from having children?" To which the rabbis say, "Kach meshivas amikos." This is how you respond to a woman in distress. Should be more sympathetic, more empathetic, and therefore, chayecha, we swear that you, your children, will have to stand in front of her children. Eventually, his children from Leah will have to bow down to Yosef's children. So Rabbi Noble asks, he says, "Oh, why is that a punishment?" Here he spoke improperly to his bereaved and aggrieved wife. And his punishment is that one of his sons, which is her son, will be the leader of all the sons. Why is that a punishment? So he explains as follows. He says, Yaakov was thinking, "Well, look, I have a wonderful, loving marriage with Rachel. And marriage has two points. Marriage is both inner directed and outer directed. What the psychologists call, there is one is transient and one is immanent. Is it outward directed or inward directed? So in terms of the inward directed marriage just for its own sake, not for children, just for its own sake, we're doing great. We've got a lovely marriage. As far as children, you don't have children, but I've got children. So there are other children. And we have a wonderful marriage. It's a great family." Comes the Medrash and says that God says to him, "Really? Don't you understand? What does it mean that you fell in love with Rachel? What does it mean that you were head over heels over Rachel? It means that you felt that your characteristics and Rachel's characteristics together would make such a beautiful family, that the children from such a marriage would be so incredible. The combination of your characteristics and hers, that's what you're saying. That's why you fell in love. Marriage is outwardly directed. Marriage is all about children. How dare you say that the marriage is good enough to just the two of you? Marriage is all about children. It's outwardly directed. And therefore, in the end, look what's going to happen. You will have children and you'll have a Yosef, and there'll be no one like Yosef, because no one can be like Yosef, who combined two people who were infatuated with each other. No one could be like that. The two wonderful characteristics of Yaakov and Rachel combined made an incredible recipe for an incredible person, Yosef, with the likes of whom no one can compare to." So that thought from Rabbi Noble indicates the outwardly importance of marriage, the outward importance of marriage, the outward directed aspect of marriage, the aspect of marriage where marriage is there for family. Some people say marriage is there for society. Marriage is there to create stable families. Marriage is there so you can have children. And that's this thought, the one thought. Rabbi Noble has a different thought, which really reflects the other type of view of marriage, that marriage is inward directed. And what's that? And that is that the following. Scene two. We have Reuven is going out. He's collecting mandrakes. These mandrakes maybe have certain aphrodisiac qualities. And she's got these mandrakes. Leah's got the mandrakes. So Rachel is thinking, "I've got to have children. How am I going to have children? What am I going to do? Maybe if I had the mandrakes, maybe that will help." She says, "Look, give me those mandrakes." So she says, "Well, I'll tell you what. I get to sleep with Yaakov tonight, and you get the mandrakes." So Rachel's got the mandrakes. Leah's got her husband. So the rabbis say, guess what? Because of this, you gave up an opportunity to be with your husband. You won't be with your husband. You, Rachel, will be married, will be buried away from your husband. Leah and Jacob will be buried together. Rachel will be buried separately. Says Rabbi Noble. Leah was thinking, the essence of marriage is I want time with my husband. I want to be together with him. And therefore she was buried with him. The essence of marriage is inward directed. Husband and wife, time together. Ish v'isha shechina b'neihem. The divine presence is between a husband and wife. It's a beautiful thing when there's a husband and wife. The man has the yud in his word, in his name, ish. Woman has a he in her name, isha. And together, they make ka, the name of God, yud, and then a he. And that is a beautiful thing. But Rachel is thinking marriage, like we said before, marriage is outward directed. The purpose of marriage is to have children. So let me eat some of these mandrakes, and then we'll have children, because the whole thing is children. God says to her, no. Don't you appreciate the beauty of just spending a night with your husband? So it brings children, doesn't bring children. You had the mandrakes, you didn't have the mandrakes. But to spend time with your husband, a husband and wife, shechina b'neim, don't you understand the value of what a marriage is, even without children? Just a husband and wife, isn't it a beautiful thing? So we have then two scenes, two views, two different thoughts about whether marriage is outward directed, it's all about the children and the family, or inward directed, just the relationship of two loving individuals. That itself is a beautiful thing. It's for all eternity, a husband and wife resting next to each other for all eternity in the grave, in heaven, as the Midrash envisions Avraham and Sarah lying together, even in heaven, lying together in bed, so to speak. These two views. But perhaps the message is that it's really both. We need to appreciate the inward aspect of marriage, even the empty nest aspect of marriage. Couples who, God forbid, can't have children. The importance of just the pure relationship between a husband and wife, shechina shvuya b'neihem, it brings the divine presence. And we have to appreciate the outward aspect of marriage, the significance of marriage in terms of community, in terms of family, in terms of building a community, in terms of two individuals bringing their characteristics to make the ideal child who can have all the best qualities of the two individuals, and with the love that they have for each other, create tremendous confidence that only a Yosef could have. This is indeed the message of one of the messages of our parsha, the idea of marriage and the two elements of marriage. Hopefully, we should all be blessed. Our marriages should be gifted in both these ways. Should produce children, should have wonderful families, wonderful children, should be good for society. And also, we should appreciate the value, just the time a husband and wife spend together. It's a beautiful thing. It brings, ultimately, the divine presence. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for our discussion of the Parsha. Join us each week for our discussion of the holidays as well, how-to videos. And we want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you very much.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.